Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
We've learned over the years that spanking can lead to more aggressive behaviors. But what about yelling? Does this lead to children being yellers? Did your parents yell at you so you yell at your kids? And does yelling even work? Because I'm telling you that what I've learned about the teenage brain and about adolescent brains shows us that as parents, when we yell at our children, their brain electrically turns off. They don't even hear what we're saying. My guest is Dr. Kathleen Birchelman. She's a pediatrician at St. Louis Children's Hospital and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Birchelman, welcome to the show. Yelling, does it even work?
You know, it doesn't. And no. That's the sad truth. You know, in fact, it's harmful. The latest thing is people are saying that yelling is the new spanking, that it creates resentment, anger, and can be very harmful to children. And although it does provide an initial improvement in behavior, that improvement is not long-lasting and the negative consequences are significant.
Well, and as I said in my intro, Dr. Birchelman, I mean, I have heard from experts at AAP that they turn off, that kids turn. So if you're teaching your teen to drive and you're yelling at them, look out, their brain can't handle all this different stuff, so they turn off. Now, if we're yelling at a 10-year-old who's doing something or watching TV and you're like, stop it already, then they sort of tune out. They can't process all of it. So what do we do instead of yell? Because sometimes if we talk in this voice, they don't pay attention. So what do you do? Do you talk in your, like, most serious voice? What do you do to get their attention if not yelling?
Right. So I got this question from a reader. If you don't spank and you don't yell, what do you do? And that is the $64,000 question. And, you know, the first point here is that you have to have a plan before the anger starts, you know. And as soon as you feel that anger boiling up at you, that your child is, you know, not getting off their digital device, even though you've asked them three times, make sure you already have a plan of consequences up your sleeve and that you've discussed those consequences beforehand. You know, we actually have a little morning meeting each day. A lot of people do this on the way to school in the car. They have a little morning meeting with all their kids all strapped into their car, into their seatbelt. And we talk about consequences, that if you don't get off the computer when we ask, that you will lose your screen time tomorrow. That if you are FaceTiming without permission, you will lose your cell phone for X numbers of days. That if your chores aren't done, you won't be able to do this. Be very clear about those consequences, and then don't be afraid to use them when your child is being disobedient. So before you yell, just go straight to those tricks you've got up your sleeve, those pre-planned consequences. Now, sometimes you can't pre-plan it because you didn't expect the child to figure out this form of disobedience. And that's when you just say that there will be severe consequences, and then you take time to figure out what those are. And actually, sometimes having that putting that child on ice, making them wait to find out what their consequences, can be very powerful.
I love that one. Putting them on ice. That's great, because then they sit there. And believe me, then you have their full attention. And they're waiting to see what you're going to come up with. What are you going to take away? What are you going to do? Okay, so give us another one.
Well, perhaps the first step is actually admitting that yelling is bad. A lot of parents just can't get this through their head. You know, and even my husband and I, we understand this completely, but we still find ourselves not so much yelling, but lecturing our kids. And it just doesn't work. But there's clear research that the hurtful effects of yelling are significant and can actually be more severe than the effects of spanking in terms of depression and poor psychiatric outcome. And that's especially true if you yell at your kids using insults or curse words or really put them down. And the amazing part of this research was that the hurtful effects of yelling were not mitigated by the degree of love and emotional support and affection between parents and children. So even parents who were strongly attached to their children and who had regular loving bonding time could severely hurt their children by having just a few episodes of screaming insults and really undermining that child's self-worth. In other words, You just can't yell out of love, and you can't make up yelling by loving your kids.
Well, it absolutely is that, you know, you realize that words have so much more power than even with spanking. You know, you can say one mean thing to your child, and believe me, they do not forget it. They don't forget it very easily, and it can affect their self-worth for years and years to come. So you've said that we make them wait to find out what their punishment. We plan in advance. We make sure they understand that if they don't pay attention, if they don't do what we say when we say it, that these will be the consequences. And so what else?
Don't make your kids compete with your cell phone for attention. So a lot of times the negative yelling and negative conversations that children start when we're really frustrated, and often it's because you're on your digital device, probably doing something very legitimate, maybe answering a work email, and your kids are interrupting you for the fourth or fifth time, and you get really frustrated. So don't make your kids compete with your cell phone for attention. If you're doing something that needs your full attention and you can't be interrupted, get away from them, find a private space, or if you can't do that, first make it clear to them that you're not available to them for, until you finish X activity.
And finally, okay, Melanie, and that's a really good one. That's a good one because I find myself doing that too. Hold on, honey, hold on. And then when they keep going at you, you turn and you say, just wait. I said wait. But yeah, so you are making them compete and you're actually forcing them to keep kind of pushing your button so that you do that. So we can't make them compete as well as we shouldn't have to compete with their cell phones, which is what's causing a lot of people to yell, Dr. Birchelman, these days.
For sure. So, Melanie, what if you already have hurt your child? You've yelled at them, you said some insulting things, and you feel bad. You know what? Apologize. If you lose your temper and you yell, apologize to your children, even your toddlers. You'll both feel better. And then you'll really be teaching them that we're not perfect and teaching them how to apologize. I think you really can heal wounds if you openly admit your apology, openly admit that what you did was wrong and ask for forgiveness.
I think that it's also important, as you say, to keep these lines of communications open, even if they're a toddler, because, and I'm finding with my 14 and 11-year-old kids, that the more that I let them know, as you say, plan in advance and say, Clayton, by the way, when I come in here, I don't want you looking down at your phone. I need you to make eye contact with me. Put your phone down, sit on it, I don't care, so that we can talk. So planning, getting all those things. And, you know, we have about a minute and a half left, Dr. Birchelman. What do you really want the listeners to know about yelling at our kids? This is a huge topic and a great one. So give us your best advice.
Everyone does it. It's not good. And you've got to openly talk to your co-parent about yelling and your children about yelling and openly discuss your plan to make your home a more peaceful place.
Well, and we still have some time, so openly discussing. Now, that's good. You brought up your co-parent. You brought up the other person involved. Sometimes, Dr. Birchelman, you can't stop yourself. So that's the time you need to walk away and hand it off to somebody else, right?
Yeah, if they're there. I mean, then that's actually another really good strategy. And then also just removing yourself. If you can't hand it off to somebody else, remove yourself. If you're really about to blow up and you can't remember any of those tricks up your sleeve that you pre-planned, go put yourself in timeout. Put yourself in your bedroom, close the door, rather than yell at them. Then when you regain your composure, come back out and talk about what's going to happen.
That is a great idea. So pre-plan. Let your children know what the consequences of not doing what you say when you say it are going to be. Make sure you're paying attention to your children. Don't make them compete for your attention because that's going to rile you both up. Look to somebody else to help you in the times when you do feel the need to blow. And really try and talk yourself through it and pay attention. Keep good communication with our children because that's what it's all about. So no yelling, no spanking. We're trying to learn these wonderful ways of parenting, and you're learning it right here on Healthy Children and Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.